today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
All through life, people try to share with others how they should live. One of the things I've always done is to look at the life of the person who's exhorting me. I want to know if what they are telling me is working in their life. Have they had some life experiences that accompany their conversation? Do they have a personal story? Does the person speaking with me have experiential knowledge of what they are sharing? Did they go to jail, juvenile detention, smoke marijuana, fight in battle, drink a lot, fail a grade in school, flunk out of college, or get a divorce? I love listening and learning from others who are transparent about their life. How should we live? How can you and I get the best out of life? Life has a lot to offer us. Life does not live itself. We live life and experience it through our senses. We are either proactive or reactive in life. How many of you know that we can be intentional about our actions in life if we focus on being consciously aware? How should we live life? Well, in Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, it is written, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify himself, his own special people, zealous for good works." This grace speaks of Jesus Christ himself, grace incarnate, God's supremely gracious gift to us. This grace has appeared to all men and has demonstrated how to live the life we've been given. As I said before, we are not our own. We have been brought with a price. That price is the blood of the gift of grace shared with us in Jesus Christ. Our salvation has transformed us and produced a new life in which the power of sin has been broken. You are free, my friend. You are well able to live soberly. Don't get intoxicated by drinking from the cup of the old life. How should we live? We should deny ungodliness and worldly lust. How should we live? We should live righteously and godly in this present age. We should live each day expecting the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have been redeemed and purified. This is the dual effect of salvation, regeneration, and sanctification. You are God's special person and people. You are special by virtue of God's decree and confirmed by the grace of salvation. Live like the special person you are, soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.